So the sampler started spooky. Started in all space. Off some humbug stuff. It was supposed to be a
matter of fact, tell the people real quick how it started, because a lot of people that's gonna see this have no idea how this started or what the sampler even is.
So like I was just saying, I wasn't even in when I came in the metaverse, I was doing my photography and I was doing more skyboxes. Nina Kreese. She had a like play your music. You come and let people hear your music, whatever. And I came in, I played a few songs, and a lot of people started messing with my music.
Yeah, Pass the Meta Orcs. Shout out to Nina Kreese.
Pass the Meta Orcs. And so I'm like, let me jump back into the music. So I start getting back into beats and everything. And me and Kip, we had a beat battle, which I won. You know what I'm saying? But we had a beat battle.
I told Kip
that I did something on Instagram a while. I made an Instagram of just a bunch of musicians and stuff, and I did something. I challenged like four or five producers to just flip the same beat and see, you know what I'm saying, see what we come out with. I was like, man, we should bring that to the metaverse. And we came out to be the sampler. We took four producers, we flipped the same joint, which was when you got that glow off of that joint. We flipped that, Kip won it. And that was only supposed to be a one-time thing. Like, we was gonna do that once. And it turned into being a once a month, once every week, every Saturday type thing.
That's dope.
We've been doing it for a year and a half now. We've been
season 76.
Yeah, right. 76. I just
Let's go.
So we average about two episodes a month now. And it went from all space to space shoot, a VR chat. Now we got a listening room here in Horizons. From all the music. It's been over 50 songs created, 50 bangers too. Like,
yeah.
Talking about radio ready tomorrow type like songs that we got. And now I was like, man, we kind of outgrew these platforms, and I took the step to create my own app.
That's so dope, yo! Congrats, man!
We should be dropping in a few weeks. Yay. A few weeks, we should be dropping. Yeah.
Some of you heard it here first, though. Yeah, he's been sitting on this for a minute, so I've been quietly bugging him like, so what's the status? What's the status? What's the status?
Right.
So shout out to Wu Bang is making moves.
Yeah.
So all this is to say too, if you're an artist on the way in here, Wu Bang is definitely somebody you want to talk to. I don't care if you're an established artist, if you're somebody new that's coming into the metaverse. He's definitely one of the type of people that's in here trying to put on for the artist. So one of the many.
For real.
Yeah, one of the many.
I appreciate that, man.
Real,
man.
Absolutely.
So I tell you what, man, we can keep this podcast going all night long. But
late night
podcast. I'm trying to keep this to a certain length because I want the people to be able to basically digest the podcast. So I can already tell you, I'm going to have to break this up into segments.
Man, we're going to have to make this like a meeting of the minds type of shit.
We're going to have to bring this. We're going to have to bring one of these back.
We
got to
do this again. Yeah,
we're going to still talk about some more topics, but I'm going to go ahead and mention on the podcast here. This is the first time that you're going to hear this, most people. One of the reasons, too, why I wanted to bring on artists for this first one is here in about 2 months, I want to actually put on a music summit in here. Where basically we're going to try to put some resources in place for artists who are on the come up in here, people who are trying to get established. Maybe you need management behind you. Maybe you need somebody to work on your visuals for your social media. You know, you may want to do music videos in here, whatever the case may be. Maybe you're a producer, you got some heat, but, you know, you don't have anybody to spin over your track. You don't have that right singer.
Right.
You don't have that right writer, whatever the case may be. Yeah. But I want to start working to pull together some of the resources for artists in here. Now, for instance, everybody that's sitting at this table, if you're available, I would love to have you be a piece up. And if you can't, I mean, that's understandable as well. But everybody here has something to bring to the game, something to show the next group that's coming into here.
So
I can tell y'all for sure. So yeah, we definitely, that's something we definitely want to do here sometime in June. I know there's a lot of other events going in here, stuff that I want to support from other people. And I just want to make sure that event wouldn't basically bump heads with another event where, you know, we're trying to build in here and I don't want it where it's something where it may be like a competitive type thing. Yeah, so, you know, we'll have the date locked down here like in the next 2 weeks, but I definitely want to do a music seminar and also throw it out there too in August too. We did a concert last year in the metaverse. We want to bring that concert event back here. So it's something we want to do on a yearly basis. So really have a music festival.
Team, so you already know what's up. Anything you need me to do.
I gotta thank Fiji. He's the last one who finally convinced Pardon to come back here and start doing music. Pardon tell you, I've been on him for a minute, but Fiji is the one that actually like pushed him on over the cliff, pushed him on over the edge, and made him start doing that shit.
Because he's telling me this Saturday, speak on it, Bo Bangers.
There's people who don't know what's happening Saturday. What's happening Saturday?
Listen, this Saturday we got the samplers. What is it like?
Showcase. Who will be there this week?
We'll be on that. So listen, if y'all hear my music, I'm going to the pros, man.
Speak on it.
Man, I'm just so happy to be here with everybody and meeting everybody. And I just want to say thanks to everybody who's been just so friendly and welcoming and patient. I'm over here standing on tables and facing walls and still doing weird shit. So pardon me. Pardon my oddness, but I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all.
We all doing it. My hands are bent backwards crazy.
Hearing the metaverse music that you play, bro, and that you put this spotlight on the metaverse music as a whole, it's dope, man. Bro. Like
DJ Mark, like, even when posted that, that's my DJ.
It'd be crazy, bro. Even when you host events and you're not there, you playing our music. It'd be times I'll be walking in the door and my song is already playing.
Me and your Afro, remember we walked into, we was randomly world hopping. We go into a club together and in the metaverse is playing.
His mix is D on point. I'm like, yo, I would have never thought I would have been able to hear that with that. Yeah. Like, he's so DJ, dope. So huge salute. Huge salute to DJ Marcus. I'm a huge fan of the music.
I remember
when you first came into Alt Space, though, bro, and you were like, I'm going to do this. And I'm like, you know, I'm just like, oh, word, I hear you.
Because
everybody say what they're going to do. I'm drifting like crazy. Everybody say what they're going to do. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I'm going to face this way because I'm drifting. I remember we was in the gym, bro.
Yeah.
You were sweating and shit. And you like, yo, bro, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that with the music. And I'm like, all right, bet. You know what I mean? But to see what you did from the thought to now, bro, like, it started there. That thought started there. And you say, you was the hardest working DJ in Alt Space. And now you're the hardest working DJ in all the metaverses. So shout out to you, bro, because I was there for the vision. Like, it's crazy.
Salute. No, I had to laugh when you said that, because I remember that conversation. Like, I had that conversation with a few people, and most people are like, oh, okay, yeah, bless your heart. Like, you do that. But then, you know what I'm saying, once you start putting that action in place, and then they see. But yeah, shout out to Pardon. Like, I remember that conversation.
It was during the winter gyms, and it was starting late. And DJ Marcus like, man, it's starting late, man. What we going to do? And Penn like, yo, we might have to rain check it. Me and Marcus on the same. So I'm like, hey, yo, Marcus, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to perform. Like, Fiji, I'm getting your song ready right now. I'm like, yo, Penn, don't be on the stage. Like, I'm
no
like,
delay.
People came
like,
for a
the
show,
people
bro.
Here
we
for a show, we about to give them
nothing.
A show
like,
right now.
That's
like, ain't no
that.
More
we
delay.
We've been too long, bro. Like,
but that's,
me and Marcus
that's real
like,
artists
who
do that.
Show, you feel me? So it was like...
Right. I was queuing his music up already, and he was already set to go before I even said it. So,
that's not new. Like, Marcus for the culture, you're like the people here now. We're gonna get y'all the show y'all paid for. You feel what I'm saying?
That's
all I'm
right.
about, bro. Like,
that's right.
I keep your
that's
face clean in this business. You feel me? Because a lot of people be doing a lot of backdoor activities, be trying to gatekeep. But like, at the end of the day, bro, we
and
the culture,
no reason.
So
there's
no
reason for gatekeeping.
Saying, so.
This is the metaverse. We already avatar.
Here, right?
Stop
spooky.
The ish. There's no
how large
up.
The metaverse
don't get me started
is.
On that.
There ain't no
don't
one lane. There's 50 million lanes here, and we haven't even scratched the surface of that.
We about to show.
No reason.
We about to show over a couple weeks how real's going to get.
Tell them, Bangers. Tell them.
For real. Let's go.
Lord, you said something that stood out to me when I was. was listening to you, like, I high-five people in the real world and shit now, right? You ever seen that? You ever seen, and the metaverse could change the world. You ever seen people that, it's like the video that go around people that, like, they walk down the street and I throw John a pillow and we start pillow fighting. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
videos?
You never saw that? Nah.
But shit like that, I mean, the world needs that. Yeah. Like, it needs the metaverse because it brings people together. This is fire, man. I feel it like butterflies. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm sitting across from some people and next to some people, you know what I mean, who's doing some great things that I probably would have never saw in real life.
And we're
like,
all thinking the same.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know a person up in here, a person who I've had a blessing of coming to some of my gigs, right? This person said one of the realest statements that I'm like, wow. Now, you remember in All Space how we be up on the screen, you know, I can DJ and you actually see me on turntables doing my thing. So it was at one of those events and the person came in, was just captivated. He saw that one performance and for like 2 weeks straight, he came to damn every event that I was at, anytime I DJ. And we were talking and he was like, you know what? He was like, outside this headset, he flat out said that he hadn't been to two clubs in the last 2 years. But in the last 2 weeks, he came out to 8 different club dates. and he would just flat out, like, his level of wanting to even have interactions with people. He was like, nah, he really was, he's, you know, introvert. He was like, he wasn't trying to do that. But in the metaverse, he was coming out of his shell.
Ultimate networking tool.
Absolutely.
It is.
You know what I mean? Like, y'all know I travel for a living, bro. Like,
yep.
Everywhere I go, I know somebody. I was in the military as well, too, so I know people in different states. But from the metaverse, I know people in all these different states that I go to. And I'd be like, yo, where you at? Like, I was just in Charlotte. I called Solo Dolo. Roe from the Nine was he's in the next city over. We all went to Solo Dolo studio and recorded a song. You know what I'm saying? It's things like that, man. It's like I'm chilling with Brittany Cherry every day. Kicking it with Britney. Me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm married in the metaverse. Like, this is, this is different. Yeah. It's something new and it's innovative, man.
Shout out to Chevy Crockett, man. Shout out to Shevy, man. Bay Area. CMD was here. There's some artists in here. Listen to this. We're in, Chevy, I need your music. Where are we at? The Spin the Bottle game the other day.
DJ Loot had, he does compilation mixtape.
Yep.
Chevy Crocker is on one of his. Yep. He never, never met him before in real life.
That's crazy.
He comes in the game to see me. He came in there like, oh, he's like, Chevy Crocker, are you from the Bay Area?
He's like, is that Chevy Crocker? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is getting crazy, man. Like,
shout out to
the connections that you can make in here. Like, you can legit meet everybody. If everybody had a headset in the world, now you can have the opportunity to legit meet everyone in the world.
You know what I'm saying? You don't even need the headset now, man. You can pull up. You can jump in some of these platforms flat out just on your phone.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The headset
is even better. Of course, there's no experience. Phone is nothing like the headset.
I really feel like we're sitting in a podcast. Just if you want to peek in here for your platform.
Yeah, I've been in a podcast a day in my life, but I'm on the podcast in the metaverse.
Yeah,
wow. this shit is like, I mean, I've been in radio interview. Bro, I'm saying like a lot of my
first. I've never, bro, my first drop in here for a magazine, my first time in here. First time I had to do a drop was for Lux. Lux was like, "Yo, man, you mind give me a drop?" I'm like, "All right." I've been doing them ever since people been interviewing me. I've been getting drops. Somebody just sent me a script the other day, like. Yo, I need you to record this and send it back to me. Like, this is getting crazy. You know what I mean? For something I've been wanting to do my whole life. Just never had the resources. Never was in the right environment.
Never had the resources. Never had the opportunity. It wasn't at right time.
Right.
It's crazy. It makes me wonder how things took off in the metaverse. If I would have had those resources when I was younger.
Outside of here. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Where would I be today? You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Right. It's so much opportunity in the space. It's so many different people doing things in the space. You know, everybody wants to work together and community is everything. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's important. And then too,
yo, not for nothing. Like, I think about the people that I invite up in the space because I wonder how people gonna act. You know what I mean? And everyone acts right. Everybody is so super dope. No, because you think about it. Like, in the real life, like, when you bring people to the studio with you, sometimes you gotta check vibes. You gotta see everybody's, like, vibing together the way as here. Right. But you automatically have respect for one another when you are in a setting like this, in an environment like this, because everybody is doing something. Everybody got something going on. Everyone.
And you
got
to bury your ego in here. Like, if you get into beef with somebody, you can't fight them. What are you going to do? Snap to somebody's avatar? You know what I mean? Of them.
Give you a virus. I'm going to put a virus on your avatar.
Give them hard stares. Give them a hard stare.
Put a person on mute. You know what I mean?
I block you.
You really get a person in a headset. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you meet them in person, I met multiple people out of the I met even your afro. He's about to jump the dude at the
club. Yes, yes.
Man, he wasn't trying to let us in the club, man. But it's the same feeling, man. It's the same exact, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy, man, what this is going to do in the future to the world.
Nah,
you know what I'm
absolutely.
It's definitely going to help. Man. What is going now? To the small, community. Imagine when it gets to the masses.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Radio stations up in here, podcasts. Yeah. You got schools. Yeah. We got freaking,
merch stores.
We got a record store across the street. We got a record store across the street in the city of Adam now is shit. Yeah.
And that's really what it is. It's like your connections is your value. You know what I'm saying? Sure. Because you don't need money to make things happen. You just got to be okay with asking for help. You know how many things you can get in this world, how much stuff I've gotten in my career. I've never paid for studio time but one time, and I've been out here actively doing music for over 20 years. You know what I'm saying? Just because I'm not afraid to, like, either try something on my own or to ask somebody for help. You know, like, a closed mouth really don't get fed. And unfortunately for us as people of color, a lot of times we're taught not to ask. It's like, you better not ask nobody. Your mother tells you that, you know, can I get a dollar? You get slapped. You know what I'm saying? But in the real world, you got to ask for stuff. You got to go to the bank. You got to get a loan. You got to ask your fans to come to shows. You got to ask for mixes from your engineer. You know, you got to ask for shit. So don't be afraid to look to your man next to you and be like, yo, do you know where I can get such and such? You got to connect. I hit John. Like, yo, where can I get some merch? You know, like, look around. Yo, can I get some beats? Like, can I get some bars? Can you write something for me? Like, there's nothing but opportunity with the people that are in here. So if we just keep building, we'll be successful. The collaborations is what's going to make it what it is, you know?
Has any one of y'all performed one of your old songs in here? And it went crazy. You like, man, this shit, I don't like this song. But you did it in here, and it was like, yo, that shit's crazy.
I'm only 2 weeks in, so I haven't performed any songs yet. I've only been in freestyle cyphers. So I just been going off the top since I've been in here.
Got you.
Yeah, I did just recently at the Sampa. I went ahead and decided to play a song that I haven't played in years. You know what I'm saying? Crap. And that was Ecstasy. And
that was when we was going crazy.
That's the one. And the thing is like, even with that song, like, you know, as an artist, sometimes you deal with doubt. Sometimes you deal with that hard criticism from yourself. Yeah. And, you know, you don't really, you know, you didn't really do much with that one. But here in the metaverse, you tend to, you feel like you could do that shit. You know what I mean? Why not? You know what I mean?
Like,
let's go ahead and play it. And and I went for the shot, and people were actually loving that song. And I mean, it was to the point, I'm like, yo, you know what? I'm about to go ahead and hit up the producer real quick. We're going to have to go ahead and handle that.
When she did this salsa, bro, I was like, oh yeah, that's the point.
But it's been more like linking with Marcus, I just sent mm-hmm. him a folder of joints from 20 years ago up till 2 years, you know, 2 weeks ago, right? Mm-hmm. And hearing him play some of my older joints, I might be in the spot and I'm like, ah, that's old. But just seeing people vibe to it and seeing his feedback, right. it's like, I had to check myself and say, technically in here, nothing's old.
Nothing's old. Right. 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 Right.
It's reviving my thoughts about the catalog. Yeah.
And just for the records, John Robinson and Noor, they will be performing like real soon. They're gonna be doing their thing.
I'm excited.
I can't wait for y'all. And, to I mean, see the thing about
music. Sorry, bro. A thing it's about music. Good music never dies, no matter
that's
where.
Right.
You are.
Mm. That's right.
Longevity is longevity, and people love nostalgia. Look at fashion. It's cyclical. Every time I turn around, something that was hot 20 years ago is hot again.
Facts.
Like, when everybody was wearing skinny jeans? Now everybody's back to big giant jeans.
Oversized.
People wearing FUBU and Lugs all over again. So, you know what I'm saying? Just keep repurposing your craft and don't think about the age of it. Just think about, is it good or it's not? And that's what people care about.
How often you see the videos of TikToks and joints where you'll see somebody going back and hear like Black Rob song for the first time? Or they'll go back and hear whomever, whatever artist for the first time. Mm-hmm. That song is 30 years old, and you see the post, and you'll be like, how the hell have you never heard this before? But to that person, it's their first time experiencing it. It's the same thing that I see in here with you all. Same thing.
I'll tell y'all what.
I appreciate all of you guys.
We can have this go on all night, but I don't want to get a people too much in just one set.
We already gave everything.
And I promise you, we just scratched the surface of this.
I was sitting here thinking when we came in, Marcus, like, we're going to do like 10, 20 minutes. I'm like, bro, you got to.
I knew that wasn't going to happen. I knew that wasn't going to happen. I tried to convince myself. Like, maybe 30 minutes max. I knew that wasn't going to happen. And then once I seen Bangers and Party, it's too many. Come up in here, I'm like, look, if we had even more time, I just met him, but Chevy, we could have had up here. CMD is a spitter up in here. I mean, it's the spitters up in here. It's spitters up in here.
Yeah, man, you got to make
he not up in here. Ski up in here. Cyber Shay making beats. Yeah, I said it's Cyber Shay.
You got beats.
Yeah, Cyber Shay doing his thing. But here's what I want to do. I want to end this off. I'm going to give everybody here another minute, speak your piece, say whatever you want to say, tell about maybe what you got upcoming, whatever the case may be. But I just want everybody to give a quick final thought, and then we'll wrap this one up. And don't worry, people. We're going to have them back at some other time.
I just want to tell everybody, keep being your best, authentic, greatest self. Yo, don't overthink the process, man. Right. Just living your purpose, living your passion. And if it feels good, then it's right. That's your GPS in life. If something feels good, then you're in the right direction. Don't let nothing else stop you. No haters, no financial situations. Whatever it is, you can manifest your way out of it and into something better. Because I've been down, and I also been up. And the best times is when I feel good. You know what I'm saying? When I force myself to be grateful and when I focus on the things that make me happy.
That's the mouthful right there.
Speak to the people.
Just to piggyback off of what Noor had to say, what's meant for you is already yours. So trust the process, you know, give thanks, stay positive, and be consistent in what you're doing. Can't nobody tell you about you and your craft because you and your craft is you and yours, period. So do your thing. Keep moving, you know, and look out for Yo Fro and Friends, Yo Afro and Friends. I got some more people coming up in the spot, you know what I'm saying? Hip hop is definitely in the house.
Hip-hop.
And like I said, you know, I'm adding flavor to this piece. So just get ready. We're gonna have a really, really good time, good vibes only. You know what I'm saying? And just, you know, I'm happy to be here.
Happy to meet more people. You see me in these meta streets. Come up and introduce yourself. Y'all already know L all the time. Y'all Afro
one?
TV right? on YouTube. Mm. That's right. Neighborhood Senorita out on all platforms. Ecstasy. You can go ahead and search for that in about another week or so. And yeah, it's all together. Good. Shout outs to the Block Collective. If it wasn't for the Block Collective, yo, right Block now, Collective. Honestly, like, yo, for real, we got a lot going on. Huge salute to the Block Collective. Cyber Shay, CM the God, MetaClean, Waterloo Creations. Yo, let me tell you something. City Girl, Marcus, DJ Marcus, all of y'all, big, big, big shout outs. Huge salute to all of y'all. Keep doing your thing for real, for real. Straight up.
Yeah.
Salute.
Yeah.
Thank you.
John, it's on you, family.
In the words of Prince Akeem, I'm very happy to be here. But nah, keeping it above, yo, it's like being, you know, being just new in the space. I already see the potential. I've already felt a lot of hospitality and welcoming and just sharing. I see the sharing going on. I see the community. You know, I see the camaraderie, and it's been inspiring. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to furthering my knowledge of the space, learning, observing, participating, and then eventually reciprocating that energy. So that's what it is. Yeah. JohnRobinsonMusic.com is where you can find me all day, all long. And then at John Robinson Music on social media. And of course, here in the meta, I'm here.
Let's go, John. That's right.
Let's do it. Bang, it's on you, fam.
Just be intentional, man. Put God first, man. Everything else gonna take care of itself. So you like, it was rough, man. Like the last couple months, 2023 was kind of rough for me. So I made a promise, like, yo, this year we're gonna start off everything right. You feel what I'm saying? I dropped my tape, how I'm feeling on my birthday. My pops was on the cover. Rest in peace to him. I lost my niece a little couple months before that. I got Boo Bangers ready to host my next tape, Last Couple Grams. That's getting released strictly through the sampler. DJ Marcus, man, he the first person DJ to ever play me on the radio. So that's just like, you know, just being in this space and putting the work in, man. You got to put the work in, man.
Facts.
Put the work in to be genuine, man. It's going to take care of you, man. That's how I look at it.
That's right.
That's a fact.
Oh, yeah, shameless plug. My born day is 4/12, so tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday.
I'll be born day in advance.
Hopefully, a broski. Word.
Let's get it.
That's it. It is on and popping. It's on.
So, we got to throw a party.
Yeah, we got to do something up in here.
We got to throw you a party. That's how fast a birthday party exactly. Come across in the metaverse.
Right, yeah.
We'll have you just get a flyer and everything.
Listen, I set you up. You want to throw a party?
We have a gala.
I set you up. VIP.
Nice suits and shit.
Nah, I'll let you know for sure. I mean, I'm going to be doing some IRL stuff,
but yeah,
I'm celebrating for the rest of the month. So let's do it.
That's
the best thing about the metaverse too. The metaverse office hours are like anywhere between 9 p.m. and like 6 a.m.
The office hours.
Look at what time it is now. It's what? 1 in the morning, 1:20 in the morning.
You lose 6 in the morning. You'll be like, oh my gosh, it's 3 in the morning.
It's like being in a casino, man.
There's no clocks in here.
Yeah, you ain't paying attention to it. All right, well, shit. We still got two more. Pardon.
So
speak your piece, fam.
I'm talking to everybody that's listening, but I'm also talking to myself, right? You can have more than you got because you could become more than you are. But unless you change how you are, you always have what you got. So stop being scared. Thoughts become things, man. Face your fears. Do what you got. Everything you want is on the other side of fear, man. So thoughts become things. Change who you are so you can have more than what you got, man.
That's it. Word. I love that.
Power.
Power.
Fine. I'm gonna take my time to promote some stuff, too. I do want to say, just stay creative in this space. And I want to say, find your people too. Find your people that's going to support you, that value you. You know what I'm saying? Because you may have grew up around people and been around even your family members. They may have not been for you. They may not know how to support you, and it's not their fault.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So in the metaverse, you can find your people and they to help you, inspire you, and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
But I do want to shout out, y'all can find me at Boobangers on Instagram, underscore VR, and everything for the samplers. It's thesampler.com, and it's the sampler on IG as well. Tap in with us, man. We got big things coming up in the future, man. It's the sampler, Boobangers. Fine and long.
That's what it is. Got your bangers on that, for real. You come up in the space, hit the claps, bro. Word up.
Hey, yo, shout out to the 52 hitters, man. Listen, if y'all play spades,
step up in 52 hitters and play some spades.
Yo, we can play spades in here?
You want to get down with 52 hitters? Listen. Talk to Pardon and talk to Feet.
Oh, hell yeah.
First professional spades league.
I'll tell you what, because we'll keep talking here. My hand is all messed up. Yeah, sometimes your controlling, your tracking goes off. So my hand's doing crazy stuff. But I want to thank everybody that came through, that's been chilling in the studio here, lounging with us. We thank you for the vibes, for the support. I want to thank John Robinson Music, Yo Afro, Noor, Kim for Life Fam, Fiji Bang, Part of My Flow, Boo Bangers. And I got to say, special shout out and thank you to the entire Mr. Block Party Radio team. None of this happens without the fam. We want to thank you. This was the official first episode of the Metaversal Mindset Podcast. We brought the artists out. Wait till you see what we bring in for the next one. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Keep rocking with us. We're just getting started. Peace.
Peace.
Let's go. Yeah.